Today's podcast is brought to you by Something Blue by Anita Kay, specializing in wedding and event photography. Visit her page on Facebook. For something new, think Something Blue by Anita Kay.
Please don't hump my lamp.
Dude, I am seven fingers into Jim Beam.
Get the fucking chili hot dog out of my face.
Your next comedian coming to the stage is so funny. He's such a hoot.
And making sure
let me shove this baby out of my juiced up jibs and then
Stoner
and the Fat Man.
Fuck you, Mark. Fuck off, everybody.
All right, we're back. This is the Unbridled Enthusiasm Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your host, Mark Poulos. We have two comedians on the show tonight.
Sorry, just clapping. Hey, my name's David Carter. Nice to be here.
My name is Jesse Thomas, and
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with
you. I know. Guys. All right. Hot damn.
So you guys are both comedians.
And, true.
Did you both start out here?
I started out in Richmond, Virginia.
In Virginia Beach, and then we met in the middle, which was Virginia Beach.
So you guys are friends?
Yeah, sure.
Comedic and in real life, as far as this podcast is concerned.
But you both live in D.C. now, right?
We do. Yep, both of us live in D.C.
All right. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be interesting to have David on the show because I don't think I've ever met somebody that was a comedian and used to be head of security and like a door guy for a comedy club. I just felt like you would have really good stories about maybe some strange things that happened. Well, not to put you on the spot.
I'll absolutely tell you. I was working there for maybe 2 weeks and I was already...
Rick told me that you gave him your headshot. When you
okay, Here's the thing.
When you turned
before in. Everybody listening immediately assumes I'm an asshole. I mean, you're right, but there is a level. Like I majored in theater, which everybody already hates me. Thing is, so on the resume there is a picture at that time when I was submitting for jobs. You put a picture of yourself with your information at the top. So when I gave Rick my resume, which is the manager of the Virginia Beach Funny Bone, my picture was on it. He never let me live that down, and this is proof.
And apparently he's still telling people.
It's been almost 4 years, and I still regret it, so that's a lot of fun.
That's because you were trying to emote in the picture. You were trying to do look surprise.
No, this is a comment on your personality.
Look surprise.
This is a comment
Here
on your
I am
personality.
With cats.
No. Yeah, who smiles with cats in their most promotional picture? Anyways.
That was me.
Oh, that was you? Knew it. Okay. When you say emote, I was smiling in the picture. That's a comment on who you are. Like, just the most largest emotion you can make.
It was a white picket fence with you with fingers interlaced
you know
over
what?
It,
just because,
leaning on
just
it.
Because I was wearing overalls and ready to paint. I don't know why that should be held against me.
There was
okay?
no way that actually was the picture.
It was not, but I would say yes for as long as the joke needed.
Look.
Okay.
Sometimes the fiction's more fun than real life.
It is.
That's
all
something
the time.
That I learned about you tonight is that you are a pathological liar.
I mean, here's the score on that. I'm more than aware that I'm lying. I just enjoy the adrenaline rush of telling people things that are not true.
I don't know if you can be a sociopath and a pathological liar. Somehow you've managed like the middle. Like it's a playground for you. Like you enjoy lying. But you acknowledge it? I don't know inherently if I should trust you because you're a pathological liar.
All right, there's a weird moral code with the lies. I don't lie about anything important, and I don't lie about anything that could conceivably get someone in trouble. Everything else is fair game, but I would never tell you like David.
I lie a lot, and it's all just little things, and I feel like it's because I'm lazy. Like, I just don't want to take the time to think of the real thing.
It feels like more of a correction, right?
It's like, you know, it's almost an improv game where somebody's like, so what did you do today? Instead of, like, really thinking about what I did, I'm like, I don't know. I went to the grocery store and I met a lady at the Red Box.
If I had a better memory or was on top of my shit, like, this would be the answer. Yeah. This is the person I would rather be than what I can't remember right now. That makes perfect sense.
It's sort of like one-on-one crowd work in a lot of ways. Like, it hones a certain skill.
So you are prepping for your next show is what you're doing when you lie to strangers.
Well, that, and I enjoy just misleading people in general. My goal is always to see if at some random party my lie ever gets back to me. That would be the ultimate.
That game of phone, just kind of like circling around and coming back to you, like, I didn't know you were a sailor. What?
Did you hear stab Ronald McDonald?
Right, exactly. If somebody's like, do you know Richard Milhouse Nixon made his fortune in cookies? I'd be like, thank God, it's back.
He did.
I can die happy now.
I mean, he got on that plane to take him out of the oven. That's why he ran away so fast.
We'll bring it back, because I feel like I cut you off on your story. Oh, so 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in, I believe D.L. Hughley was the headliner that night. And, of course, I was, starstruck. I got him to sign my Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip DVD case, because that's all I had.
Because I respect
the writing, and I'm glad. I thought that was a nice medium. It was him, it was comedy, it was writing, and I was like, let's make it happen. So I walk into the green room. It was nothing but cigar smoke and two red eyes. I was like, this is heaven or hell.
This is old Hollywood.
It is. And I got him to sign it, and at that time, which apparently isn't the case now, his bodyguard was Astro. From American
the
Gladiators.
Dog from the Jetsons.
Yes, it was. It was a dog from the Jetsons. D.L. Hughley has been ahead of his time for years, and he means it. He is a robotic dog. It was Astro, wasn't
Gladiator.
It?
Gladiator.
Yeah, Astro from the American Gladiator. Am I misremembering?
Astro doesn't sound right.
No, it was.
Astro sounds like the name of a guy who would tell you, I used to be on American Gladiators.
Well, then I think that's what it is. You know what? I believe I'm a pathological liar, and I'm just trying to misremember because it makes it a better story. I hope it gets back to me at this party.
Are you sure it wasn't Gemini? That's one of the guys.
That was the girl. That was a woman.
Gemini was most definitely a dude.
Really?
Yeah, that was a big black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was Gemini then.
I call into question the validity of your story at this point.
Well,
you guys keep talking. I'm going to Google.
Okay. Keep
Google
looking. I don't trust anything you say, Jesse, because you've announced already you like lying for fun. And I don't announce things like that. I just do it. I don't like to show my hand. So I totally met D.L. Hughley, right, guys? And the third show, I was head of security and had to escort people out because they were covering up the table, the aisle, and a part of another table. They were practically like in a Lazy Boy of their own creation.
Was it this guy?
That's that guy right there. Whatever his name was. For those of you who can't see the computer I'm looking at, we're looking at the American
Super Nintendo.
It's the Super Nintendo cartridge of American Gladiators with everybody perfect. And that's him right there.
This guy looks.
That's absolutely him.
That guy looks like he's Native American.
Okay.
He actually looks like Lou Diamond Phillips' older brother.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That
I wish they were listening. I think that's perfect. Here.
Hold on. Like the names of them,
that's what you can do. Their names aren't the Joust and Assault.
That's well.
I mean, let's be honest.
That's how attached I am to the whole American Gladiators. I thought the names of the rounds and levels were the people, because that looks like people, like the Assault. The atmosphere, the circle of nouns. Like,
I'm
going to
go back. Are you sure you're not talking about the dog from the Jetsons and confusing American Gladiators and the Great Space Race?
Look, I'd like to believe the America that I had in the past is the America of the future. I am very forward-thinking, and I want us to have treadmills that hover in above skyscraper level and robotic dogs.
Every time I watched American Gladiators, I thought it looked like that show from the 80s called Double Dare.
Yes!
I've never watched that show.
Yes. Everything was lightly foam and fairly aggressive.
Did you by any chance ever see the episode of American Gladiators that was done in 3D?
What?
It was a 3D episode. It was like their big thing. Oh, we're doing it in 3D. But the thing that killed me was the live audience was wearing 3D glasses. And it was like, still in 3D without them, right? It's like,
I think that's maybe because the graphics guy couldn't create that little image to flub going, okay. Now put on your glasses. So they just had everyone in the audience tell, not show.
I'm thinking it was because that show was sponsored by Skull.
Okay. Oh, God. Long story short, here
are all the gladiators. So we have...
Okay, we got...
Malibu, Zap, Gemini, Nitro...
Nitro Sun,
Blaze, Bronco, Gold, Laser,
Titan. Is there a section for ethnicity to go with name?
Tight. No, we can.
Thunder.
Let's assume. Turbo. There has to be it. I really think that's it. It's okay. Turbo. We're going to accept some calls, so call in. if you guys like to fact check us whether or not it was Turbo, Viper, Atlas, or Cyclone.
Oh, no, that's a white dude.
Oh, Turbo
that's
is a super white.
Dude, really super long. White. Look at that guy.
My God.
That's his trading card.
So not Turbo.
He looks like a member of the Scorpions.
All night.
Do you guys want to do some gladiator shit?
Turbo and Mike? Is that what that says?
That's a weird trading card.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a gladiator that was named Mike. Like, did you show up late?
I think that's the enough. Didn't they bring back, didn't they do American Gladiators again?
They did.
They tried.
They redid it.
Like, when it was good,
and
they
Layla
also
Ali.
They also made, like, a kid. They made a kid American Gladiators that involved education. So at one point,
get
when
the, out of
no,
here.
No, they did.
What
they
the
did.
Fuck are you
they
talking
did.
About?
They did. Because right around Legends of the Hidden Temple was, like, growing, and so was American Gladiators. So at one point, I remember the biggest, like, obstacle was, remember the pyramid and they had to climb, and the, American
are
Gladiators
you talking
and
about
people
guts?
Down? No, shut up. This is real. It was a kid. It was teenager American Gladiators, so it wasn't the pyramid, it was the food pyramid. So instead of just random balls,
no
the kids
that
yeah,
this
no, no.
Is re- All right.
It's real. The kids had to climb the pyramid and get like here. Pieces of food to bring it back down and put it on what they called the plate.
You're
and they just
you're
had
thinking
to climb
of Dr.
It.
Quinn medicine.
No, woman. I am not. I am not thinking of the female equivalent of God damn it, I can't even think of the reference fast enough. Because I don't remember shitty television. I remember real television. This was honest to God real. They climbed like cushiony pyramids, and then a carrier like, oh, and my and Steve is carrying the broccoli down the hill, and they put it on the plate, and whoever climbed to the top of the food pyramid got like crossed like fatty.
I'm not believing any of
this. It's 100% real.
Here's the problem: the internet's not aware of this.
Yeah, it's not even on here.
Look, if it's not real, I lived my life in a coma. And then just when I woke up, my parents said, just everything except your ability to flight is real. And it had to happen. It was absolutely
know.
Real.
I don't see.
It was a kid version of American Gladiators.
Maybe I'll try Googling that. Kid American Gladiators.
Yeah, look up
kid,
look
kid
up,
edition.
Look up teenagers and leotards moving aggressively. And we'll get Homeland Security over here immediately.
Well, that guy looks.
It's
like
kind of
like
the
honest.
Picture, but. I don't know. Man.
Holy shit. That guy got nailed. This was always my favorite.
That was the final
oh,
round.
Yeah.
Where you would like, hide behind the squares
and
try
they,
to
oh, that
shoot
was
tennis
so
balls
much
at
fun.
You
with
the Nerf
gun.
Oh, man.
That's the guy. It has
Gemini.
To be
Gemini.
Gemini. Gemini, ladies and gentlemen.
And I got it right
okay,
initially.
You totally nailed it.
All right, so.
Empowering the inner child. That was
and
his,
he did. So I
oh,
meant
so
Gemini.
That was his code.
I meant Gemini and D.L. Hughley. And the second
that was a really long way to verify a story.
Yeah, here's
but anyways,
the, here's
continue.
The here's the third sentence of the story. Jesus Christ.
We just keep interrupting it. So, that's going to be the thread of this podcast.
Hey,
it's
for the record, I submit literally nothing has been verified at this point. We have a gladiator named Astro and a show that never existed. That's
okay.
What we're armed with.
We know Gemini exists, and as far as I know, D.L. Hughley is still a person, not an android.
Okay.
So, there was a four-pack of people in the crowd, and they were filling up a table, the audience, by the table behind them, and people were running into them and dropping drinks, and it was getting very dangerous, and as the head of security, I went up to them and asked them to move up around the table, and there were big guys and women and just couples. Like, I'm glad they found each other.
Are you saying that they were robust?
They were robust people that I wouldn't say fat. I mean, like, it was a large skeleton to begin with, and then they turned into, like,
big
like,
boned.
Like
it was,
the
like, it was like you tied several Astros together.
Yes, I would say so. And then when we asked them to leave, they called.
It's never
going to
get old.
They,
really
it won't be. Astros going to be called back a lot. When we finally got him out of the room, one of them just punched me in the chest with his big giant fist. That was the size of my head.
The guy that was at the table or the person
at the
his
table.
Entourage?
No, oh, oh, no, no. No, this was just, I met D.L. Hughley, and then a fun fact, Gemini was there.
Okay.
So they were already there, and then Gemini didn't help because D.L. Hughley
so
was
you,
fine.
So you asked these people to, like,
to move out of the
get their
aisles.
Shit together, and
yeah,
then
yeah.
At the end of the show, he punched you in
no,
the chest?
No, we asked them to leave because they were yelling during the show
oh.
Because they wouldn't
okay.
Move, and they got out of the showroom. And then things escalated to the point of Knuckles touched my spine through the front.
Oh, my God.
And
so how many times when you were head of security there did you
get
into
fights?
A fight?
I would say over, like, a year and a half, about six.
Like, actual, like, fists coming at your face?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, man.
How many did you deserve?
I would say about, given the situation, 6. Because why would you like security telling you to be safe for the people around you? Like, no. Everybody wants to live for themselves.
The first night that we were here, there was like 4 people towards the back that they asked to be quiet like 6 times.
Yeah.
And they didn't ever throw them out, which surprised me. Like, I would think after 2 or 3, they'd be like...
Just looking at the pattern of people, like, I kicked out more people because I was also performing comedy as I was the head of security, so I had my finger over the big red eject button anytime I wanted.
Yeah.
And people were like, should we kick them out? I mean, yes. They haven't done that much except disturb the show a lot. I'm like, that's why you should kick them out!
Yeah.
That's why. So I just hit that button a lot, and then it happen.
I feel like, and maybe I'm out of bounds, but I feel like... reality television and like YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up stand-up comedy shows. Because people have a real problem just sitting there and watching someone get all the attention, you know? And I find it more often than not, people are screaming out just because they're like, well, I need it on me now. Because, like, I have my YouTube channel and I wear a hat. On stage.
Oh, yeah.
Did he actually wear shorts on stage today? Did that happen?
Are we talking about the guest spot?
The guest, yeah.
We don't have to name
I think he did. Which is such...
We'll call him FT.
It's such a weird taboo. Like, I completely agree with it inherently, but to wear shorts on stage... I don't know what it is about your shins, but it's not funny.
It's just... It's one of those things...
It's
like
unprofessional.
When I first started in comedy, like, part of the breakdown of like your stage attire is like never wear flip-flops or shorts, and usually don't wear a hat because it shades your face.
Right.
It's pretty simple thing.
Well, before you got on stage tonight, we're out on the patio, and Rick asks him to, like, you can take off the hat. I'm like, now? He's like, no, on stage. Really? Like, yeah, if it has funny bone on top, it'll be good, but it's your personal YouTube channel. And you won your first comedy competition tonight. So enjoy your second time on an A-Room stage. Let's not talk about your...
Was Rick being serious? Like, he didn't want him promoting his YouTube channel on stage?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? The mysteries of the club. The mysteries of the deep.
I mean, I understand it, but it's strange. I've never seen anybody take that much of an interest in...
I would be willing to bet you it was more the fact that it just simply looked asinine.
That might have been it. I was reading too much into it, given the fact, because it did look asinine.
It just looked asinine.
Are you going to leave that cardboard sign that says you're willing to work for food off stage as well? I mean, it was basically the same thing.
What did the shirt say? What did the shirt say tonight?
Oh, two turned up? Was it two turned up?
It was two turned up tonight. But before that, it was like...
No, tonight it was something about I answer to a higher calling.
And I swear... No, okay, then you
might... Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Well, no, I swear, like, during the competition, it was like, you know I'm going to... you know I'm going to get it.
You know I got
this. You know I got this.
Something along lines.
But tonight it was something like, I answer to a higher calling was the end of it, but I can't remember what the beginning of it was.
Was it look for me on YouTube?
No, that was the giant...
Have we looked up Funny Tees YouTube channel?
I love how we're getting closer and closer to the actual name.
He had a hat with his YouTube channel. He's also spinning a gold for cash sign the entire time while he was on stage. It was... Very powerful.
Have you guys seen that commercial?
What commercial?
That plays here like every 2 seconds on the TV, where it's that chick in a car. Get your real money, Title Max. Get your real money.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't know what it is about Virginia Beach. They have commercials that, number one, you'll never see anywhere else, and number two, just make you cringe. They have one down here.
Does that look right? No, that's not right.
No, it's two L's.
Oh, now you're spelling it.
Like,
oh,
that.
You're worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, he's already up there.
Oh, here it is.
And that's
seven. He's got 7 videos. Let's see.
That's the labyrinth. He put up the labyrinth.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, this is incredible. Are these religious videos?
10 thing. Okay. His biggest video is
4,800 views.
What?
He's only 17?
Wait, what? Oh, dear God. Okay, so it turns out, while we were making fun of him, this kid is a genius.
Yeah.
And he's... What? No way.
Oh, and there you go.
He's got to be lying.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, yeah, the internet tends to do that.
Chris Cab. I don't think these are...
It was fourth...
No, he uploaded all these videos.
It was 4,000 hits. That's not him.
That's not him?
That's no... 4,000 hits...
That looks like him.
On... A 26-minute video on a
savvy
premise
to record this and play a thing on my computer. So
look, I have friends, but none of them are like, "Hey, let's constantly record everything you've ever said."
I might be able to get
and then make it viral. That's
tech on my phone here.
Wow. Okay. If we are currently like discovering someone who's already like he decided to come to the club, do a local competition, but he's already headlining the West Coast somehow under a pseudonym.
That would be crazy.
That would be
like maybe he's running from the law.
Like we're a part of an undocumented documentary right now, on like my comedy under a new name. Some oh my god.
We might have to play one of these.
Now looking at
26 minutes. This video.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's called the premise. Ten
see,
things
this
that
is
yeah.
Actually, him here.
It's named a premise and it's 26 minutes.
Oh.
26. Ooh.
All right.
It's load.
It's named 10 things that will piss whatever off,
Wi-Fi?
And the video is 26 minutes long.
Did the Wi-Fi drop out here?
It feels like too many things.
It does.
Whoa, that stinks. All right, you guys continue to talk.
I'm wow.
Oh.
Tell another story about something funny that happened.
Oh, you mean continue to be a podcast? Yeah, yeah, I agree yeah. with you. We should probably continue to be. What's your best story from? Do you have one from working the other comedy club, Richmond or VB?
No.
Oh, were you? Did you work door at the Funny Bone in Richmond?
I worked the box office when I first started
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, nothing ever interesting happens at the box office.
You know what was funny to me when I worked Richmond was people wanted autographs more than any club I've ever been to in my entire life. Like, everybody wanted me to sign something. Nobody bought anything, but they just wanted me to sign something.
Richmond's a strange, strange place that's filled with...
All right.
There we go.
For the chefs and the cooks.
The camera's...
Oh, for what the hell is this?
Is that a wedding? And he's wearing shorts again.
This is his mom's birthday party.
No way. Okay, if there was ever a way to bring the crowd more, it would be to do perform at your... Oh, my God, your mom's birthday party.
Yeah, this is the guy, man.
Sweetie, you want to go and do a tight 26?
He has 23 subscribers? I only have 17.
How do you have 23 subscribers and have 4,000 views?
Maybe that was part of the gift at the birthday.
This has 35,000 views. I don't think
that's not
his
him. That's
video.
Not him. He's got to be. He uploaded something else. That yeah. has to be.
Well, that is 38.
And that.
Views,
well, that's a. That's a music video. That's the guy he performed at the Super Bowl this last year.
How is he uploading other people's videos? This one, I don't know if that's him either.
Hit information.
Welcome to A Day in the Life with Gene Washington. This is a video I made.
That's not him either.
That's not him either. I don't understand that.
Okay, this man apparently he's killed multiple people and absorbed like 4 to 5 identities. And probably much, I don't know, like the Highlander, absorbed the material as well. I bet that wasn't even his mom that he performed for. It's just he assumed and wore the skin.
I mean, is that what we're saying here? Are we saying that those jokes possibly weren't his?
No.
Is there a chance?
I mean,
because for a new guy, he seemed well
very
too written.
I knew it. I'm not saying steal. I'm not that mean.
Here's
saying the thing. I'm saying he murdered people. Okay, I'm not going to be awful and say he's stealing jokes, which is the worst thing you can do. I'm just saying he committed multiple homicides and then absorbed their powers Highlander style on a canoe.
A couple months ago, I was doing a show in Minot, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And they introduced us to the MC, and he was an older guy. And I was like, well, this is cool. Like, you know, you're different than the type of MCs that we get. I'm interested to see your material on stage. And he goes, well, don't get too excited because I just take everybody else's and just use it. And I was like, what do you do? And he goes, I don't write anything. I just find jokes I like and I just tell them on stage. And I went over to the owner and I go, do you know what's happening? And he goes, oh, yeah, he's just some old guy that comes in here. He does street jokes up there and people love it. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. He's openly telling me that he's stealing.
Have you ever seen a comedian so old that tells street jokes that you're like, man, they may have actually written those?
I'll tell you a story. The guy who mentored me into the business, he wrote a joke that was his joke, and it ended up in a street joke book. And then when he started telling it, people were like, that's a street joke. Write your own material. And he's like, yeah, I wrote it. Okay.
Fuck wow.
And it's a really funny joke, too. It's a joke... He goes, the widow goes to the funeral home and goes down to the basement, and she starts freaking out because her husband's in a brown suit, and she's like, I wanted to bury it in a blue suit. And the guy goes, hold on, ma'am, we'll take care of this. Switch the heads on 2 and 5. And that was his joke. They were like,
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
I liked it.
That is very funny.
So you don't have any strange, weird stories from...
I mean, from the club...
Anything. What do you got? What's the crazy...
Remember that time you switched the heads on 2 dead bodies? Do you remember that part?
I do remember that, yeah. That was really funny. This one time I was working at a funeral home.
I thought you were stealing someone else's material, but it's nice to know you lived it.
I did a nudist colony once. That was fun.
You tour a lot, right?
Yeah, a decent amount. Okay. Not really, but a little bit.
Did you have to perform naked?
I didn't have to perform naked.
But they wanted you to.
Well, it was one of those things where it was like, when's the next time this happens? And I ended up being naked by the end. And then
So you didn't start naked.
No, I
over
made
the
a
course of your set.
I made a mistake and I said, for every joke that doesn't work, I will take off an article of clothing. And then proceeded to bomb my ass off.
Wait, okay, that is the biggest compliment you can get. That they looked at you and said, you know what? We're going to fight to resist how hilarious this man is because we want to see his dick. Like, that's what that entire... And by the way, this Ivar is families. It's not like singles for away for the weekend. This is the nudist families.
Yeah.
Children run around.
There was a five-year-old that screamed out, toss your salad in the middle of the set. And I was like, I'm hoping you don't know what that means.
Well,
this was an uncomfortable
you need to
situation.
Stop eating food on stage. I've said that for years.
I don't think there's anything more uncomfortable than having to do comedy in front of children, but doing comedy in front of children naked.
Yeah, it was an interesting one because here's the thing: it was the dead of winter and it was cold as shit. You know the curse?
Yeah.
Okay, it was cold. It was cold as shit.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
So everybody was wearing jackets. And they pulled us up to this place, and we were in the cafeteria with them, and we were sitting down, and they're like, oh, you want something to drink? Like, yeah, that'll be great, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, okay, well, it's showtime, and everybody stands up, and that's when you realize that they're all naked. They all were dressed like Donald Duck, basically, like just shirts and nothing below. It was unbelievably uncomfortable. There was a guy there with a toupee, which I thought was hilarious, because...
On
which
that's
head? What he chose to be self-conscious about.
Colony. Maybe if he had a,
I brought out my best merkin for you. This is you're gonna do well.
It was something special. It was something special.
Was there? I always wonder, like with a nudist colony, and people are just naked all the time. Is it like really sexual, or is it just people are naked just hanging out?
Here's the score: the dude who ran the place. Stress to us, this is not a sexual thing. They kept saying, this is not a sexual thing, this is about freedom, yada, 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 it's about freedom.
You glance over and he's just railing his wife on the ice cream car.
A lot of people have yelled things for the sake of freedom, and we nationally know they're wrong and assholes, well, and they're yelling
and
it.
I must say, by the way, the joke you say where you go, if shit starts happening, start kicking everyone that's different from you, is the one of the funniest lines I've heard.
Well,
in a long time.
Thank you. That's unfortunately based on a very true story. It was very, very tired, and yeah.
So he stressed that it wasn't.
He stressed
sexual.
It was not a sexual thing. However, his second in command, while taking us on the tour, kept describing the capacity of things by the amount of tits that would fill it. So he'd go, that's our swimming pool. In the summertime, it gets filled with over 10,000 titties. And I'm like, that feels like not a real measurement.
That doesn't sound like a man who has seen a lot of naked bodies together, because as we all know, tits are a very large variable and can vary in size. And I don't even go into the math about it, but to say a standard 10,000, that has to be his first day of work. And I mean, he has a standard amount of boob in his head.
David just went Neil deGrasse Tyson on some tits.
He did. You know, perhaps a tit is a measurement, and it's like a B cup is like your average. So it's like, yeah, it would fill 10,000 B cups.
I mean, at least he wasn't using sack references. You know?
Well, no, but here's the fucked up part.
That measurement changes seasonally. We can at least acknowledge that. And measurements on a standard were originally began with the queen's length of an arm, and that was a foot, which is already confusing. So to measure things by boobs...
Here was the part that stays burned in my mind about that.
Cake.
Nobody ever tells you that all naked people look alike. Like, without clothing, it's actually really difficult to differentiate two dudes with mustaches. It's very, very difficult. So we had to get paid, so we had to find the Grand Poobah, and my buddy's walking around, he's like, I think that's him. I was like, no, that's not him. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm like, no, it's not. He's like, how do you know? I was like, because the guy we need to get paid from has a Prince Albert. And that was what we did. We walked around this room looking for the pierced penis so we could get money for the evening.
I retract that was his first day of work, because that is a professional move. He just doesn't know boobs. Like, they need to find me. I mean, get this thing pierced.
So for the people that don't know what a Prince Albert is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Prince Albert is... And I feel like this is not going to carry any weight, because I've already discussed how much I like lying. But a Prince Albert is a piercing that goes through the head of your penis. It's, from what I understand, very exotic and all the rage in Morocco. But yes, this gentleman had one in addition to a mustache and a bald head.
He really enjoyed his accoutrements,
there was,
as they say.
Wow.
None of these people were dabbling. Let's put it that way. Yeah. This was not like a let's try this for a weekend. It was...
So was there any women there that you were like, holy shit, like that. My God, is she pretty.
Oh, okay. I needed you to say pretty, like, because...
Oh, God.
Yeah, an interjection can mean anything until you...
Generally, people who love being naked are people you wish weren't.
Yeah.
But there was one young lady, and I say young lady because she was anywhere from 14 to 18, and I did not love the age range on that, so I just refused to look at her at all. But other than that, no, it was all very old people. There was one guy who had a tattoo on his ass cheek of a jean pocket, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, that's dedicating to a life.
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever at a point go to, like, have a full conversation, go, like, take my business card, and then just wipe his own ass for, like, 20 minutes? Like, I think I left it in my other butt.
Actually, we had a very long conversation. It was great.
Eye contact is hard to come by in that society.
Oh, man, that's what they all stressed. And then they would sit around, and they would, like, in their little pockets, be like, did you hear about Davey? He got an erection at the pool last week. And, like, yeah, that might happen.
Embarrassing, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, it's a normal human function when you see a naked woman, you know?
I think it's
not
hard.
These women.
I think it'd be weird to just not have a hard-on at all.
I think it would be hard to if you start as a nudist, it'd be easy. If you don't start as a nudist, then try to start that life. You're programmed to be like, every time I'm naked, this is either the one of two things that happens. And I'm not currently shitting or showering, so that bathroom subject is gone. I'm probably supposed to get an erection.
I think Seinfeld does a really funny bit about that.
About,
like,
naked
erection. When you're naked, and it's just, it's so final, and, like, you know, when you have clothes, you can constantly be, like, adjusting yourself, you know, but when you're naked, there's just nothing to do. And he's like, I think I could handle it more if I could have, like, a belt with pockets on it. Like, then I'm naked, I can just put my hands in the pocket.
That would be pretty awesome. I think we've just come up with a business idea, actually.
The nudist pockets.
The nudist pockets.
Put a belt, pockets on the side.
You know what? I'm going to not be part of this business model, because I think you two just invented the fanny pack. That's what a belt with pockets is. It's called the fanny pack.
Nope, this is totally original
and
idea.
No, yeah, it's not. No. You just reinvented the wheel slash fanny pack.
No, we'll put zippers on the
pockets.
It's called
the fanny pack because that's all you have left, and it's rested on your ass.
We'll put zippers on the pockets, and we'll have like multiple pockets stacked on top of each other.
So you invented a small backpack on your belt, which is just an advanced fanny pack. Look, you want a
side fanny pack.
I'm going to ask you two to sell me on this investment, because you need
Shark Tank? What are we doing here?
It is Shark Week. You need a third person on this investment, because there's no way two people can champion a very specific product like
this. Funniest Shark Week joke I ever heard was when I worked with Nikki Glaser. I don't know if you've heard her Shark Week joke.
Was the first comedian, professional comedian I smoked weed with.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I've actually never smoked weed with anybody famous, so that kind of sucks. I've only done it once, and that was with a strange man.
Well, that's probably why you haven't. You haven't done it a second time and given yourself that chance. If you're like, I'm going to bat 1,000. No? Okay, let's stop challenge.
Let's get this straight. There is a chance that if weed gets broken out tonight, we are the most famous comics you've smoked weed with?
Yep.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Like, I'm not a habitual smoker, but I could get this here in a minute, and we will absolutely be your first.
Well, there was one time where they had that chocolate stuff. Mm-hmm. From the dispensaries.
Okay.
And this lady gave me and my buddy like a square, like a little square. And she's like, that should be enough. And like, I had hardly ever, at the time I did it, it was like two puffs. And I was like, I'm tingly and done, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I ate the stuff and like, I was gone. Like, I was freaking out. Like, I was like, I couldn't handle it. So I told my friend, I'm like, I have to go back to my room right now. I just need to be in a safe environment. And I got to my floor, and I couldn't remember my room number.
Ah, okay.
But I had enough wherewithal to remember that I had texted him my room number that morning so he could knock on my door and we could go to breakfast. So I found the text with my room number and found my room. And I was just, like, so amazed at that the next day that I forgot the room number. However,
a reverse MacGyver, you did that.
Text with... So, well, it was pretty...
That is brilliant.
Well, you ate something. That's already like 10 times the strength of smoking it. So,
is it?
Yeah. The amount of weed or THC you have to like boil down to like create butter
Jesse
to
is
have a product.
His eyebrows at this
I'm just
scenario.
Not sure there's any truth to that rumor.
It is absolutely true, or else everyone in my life has lied to me. But I only know one
times?
Of you, Jesse.
I know
so
it is stronger because it enters, your bloodstream.
I made up the number arbitrarily. But feel free, again, we're going to call in tonight, so the number you guys have...
Let me Google this.
Second Google.
I'm just going to keep Googling.
It just keeps coming up with Gemini.
It's Gemini again. Jeez. Everything.
That fucking muscles out pose where they push their back wings out. Oh, man. I do that and my man boobs just flop around.
Yeah, it's a sad moment, isn't it?
Then I suggest you making some sort of like belt with pockets. That way you can tuck them into it.
Oh my god!
And keep it. Look, I don't know how you guys will make the product. I'm just trying to help. I don't believe in it, but I want you to be successful.
Let me ask this as a married comedian now and a happily married comedian. You guys being single, he's not single.
Okay.
Anymore.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
With
yeah.
a lady.
With a lady.
Have you ever found that your comedy puts you in a different realm of ladies after the show?
It does.
yep.
But I noticed. Yep. I noticed when you said a different realm, you put your hand higher.
Yeah.
That's not true. Get stuck with the bottom of the barrel.
Have you ever heard the phrase "chuckle fucker"?
Yes.
Oh, Jim Norton coined that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
I agree. I have heard that several times. I'm trying to think. No, I mean, here's the thing. I have zero game to begin with.
And I can co-sign that.
I'm going to go ahead.
Can we talk about your favorite play that you liked doing? That every once in a while, when there's a karaoke night finishing up the week of comedy. Yeah. This man,
don't
Jesse
you
Thomas.
Don't give out the secrets. Don't get afraid to
Jesse
hear.
Thomas.
Sing the song from Dirty
no,
Dancing.
No, no, no. Jesse Thomas. And again, I'm going to say his name, Jesse Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Carter. This is Jesse Thomas.
D
DC.
His favorite thing to do, I don't know who did that. All week you gave me a nickname.
Is that your nickname?
No, it's just my middle name is Emmett. And steal my identity if you can, take my credit. I don't know who, every freaking night they call me DC. Like, my name's Dave, whatever. Jesse Thomas.
You realize
is favorite
Carter's
thing.
Your last name, and that's where we get the D and the
yes,
C from,
but
right?
They,
and you live in DC. It's actually yes, a pretty apropos nickname.
But they don't announce quotation marks around, like the middle name, whatever.
I
it happened
it.
All week and it's
I
recorded.
It's not bad.
Catchy. Well, then,
people remember.
Well, then, thank you, both
people
two people around
go,
me.
DC!
It's better than Party Starter. Next story. Anyways, so Jesse would close out the week, and we'd all hang out at this bar next door, and they happen to have a karaoke night. And, of course, we're all
is
friends of the wait staff. No, it's here.
Oh, here.
It's here.
Right, Keegan's.
And Keegan's next door. And he would talk to or convince one of the wait staff to be like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to fake a marriage proposal. But we're going to go up under the auspices and following the announcement that I say that this is our favorite song and how we met. So
look,
we're going
you're
to
you're
sing.
You're fucking it up. You're fucking up the game.
Oh, am I?
Here's
what
the
gay?
Way it works.
You just said you
am
had no
I?
Gay.
Here's the way it works.
am I?
You're making this sound like it's some sort of maniacal thing. It's not. Basically, you find a girl with the ring. You say, hey, what's your drink of choice? They tell you. You're like, okay, let me see that ring. You go up. You sing some fruity-ass song. I tend to roll with Len's Steal My Sunshine because it lends itself to
liar,
what happens
liar.
Next.
That is not your favorite one. I've heard you do. What's the one where they all wore monkey outfits and...
Lens, like steal do, my sunshine.
Do, no, do it like they do it on Discovery Channel.
No.
You
I've never
me,
done that. I'm
baby,
a gentleman.
Hey, nothing like.
But
you've
you
done
up,
that twice.
You go up
I've seen
and
you
say some
liar.
Similar crap
pathological
about
pathological
you know,
liar.
I met so and so.
Do not
two
believe
years
him.
Ago. Drinking whatever the hell their drink of choice is
liar.
At a bar, and it's been magic ever since, and I found my sunshine, and I'm not letting anybody steal my sunshine
my
ever again, so whatever the fuck your name is, you get down on the knee with her ring, and you say, will you marry me? And everybody goes, yeah! And then free drinks come your way. It's fantastic.
So, is the girl in on the joke?
Most definitely she's in on the
okay.
joke. Yeah, no, it's not like I'm just taking a ring from somebody and proposing to them.
Look,
I'm not a monster.
Look, if that is how the plan started, that is not how I saw it reenacted 2 to 3 different times, according to my
right,
memory.
You
did
you,
dirty...
You say
what's,
it.
What is that
how
song?
It
just called, picks one of our...
Do it like they do it
again,
on
the
Discovery Channel.
Again, the phones are open. The do it like you do on Discovery Channel.
Hello?
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, but let's do... Why aren't you Googling this?
I'm sorry.
You and me.
It's from the Bloodhound Gang.
Thank you.
There it is.
There it is. About time you said, I've heard you do the Bloodhound Gang 2 times and then propose to one of the wait staff. You've done that bit twice.
Yes, but you've seen it twice. I've done that bit 30 to 40 times in different cities.
In my mind, you
it's
have
a very cheap way to get a lot of drinks in a hurry.
And people
you,
really think that you
yeah,
guys
because people are like,
married.
Oh, congratulations. And that's why you say the name of what the girl drinks is because that's what they send drinks of.
Smart.
It's fucking
like
brilliant.
It.
You
I'm
see?
Gonna do that with my wife the next time we go out.
It's fantastic.
Okay. And if
you know, and you
funny.
Get a lot of people
I
going.
I bought my wife a ring for the engagement, mm-hmm. and I knew she's like very picky about what ring she wanted. And we had talked about going and picking out the ring, but I felt like it would be weird for me to ask her without anything.
Okay.
So I went and I got her like $100 ring, knowing that she would want to go pick out her own engagement ring. So I had to. I went. She was like, "It's nice, you know." I thought maybe she'd want to keep it as a souvenir of the evening, but she was like, "I'll never wear it." I went to return it, and I thought it would be so funny when I went in there to act as though she said no,
mm-hmm.
just to see their faces. Like, I don't know why I thought that would be so funny, but I was like, I need to return this ring. And the guy looked at it, and it's obviously cut like an engagement ring. And he goes, is there some problem with the ring? And I go, no, there's a problem with the lady. And he goes, really? And I go, she said no. And the girl over there goes, oh my God. And my wife was waiting in the car, and I just go, I don't know why I did that. I thought it was so funny.
Exactly. You see, lying is fun.
If there's anything we're pitching here tonight, it is lying to everyone close and away from you.
I don't know if that's the
Too late.
The theme of too this show. Late. Too late. Is that going to be the title of episode, whatever this is going to be?
Yeah, I think it'd be
True Lies.
True Lies. Give it the weekend. Give it the weekend. Give it the weekend. Yes, absolutely. Well, I worked with Mark for the weekend for Friday Inside with Tom Arnold. So, yeah, I'm going to co-sign this. This is called True Lies.
This episode is going to be called True Lies.
Absolutely. It's called
Keep
True Lies.
Keep your peepers out for it.
Oh, my God.
It'll go up soon.
That's perfect. That is perfect.
Is there anything else we want to cover before we wrap this up? I feel like we got everything in. Any other crazy stories you'd like to go out over the internet for all the world to hear, Jesse?
I can't think. I feel like the one I brought to the table was very
subpar. It was
subpar,
very good,
to
yeah.
be honest
oh,
with you.
Oh, all right. You got anything else you want
to... I know. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the best one. And I still feel embarrassed with saying it.
Well, do you want to promote any of your things, websites, Twitters, upcoming shows or anything?
You can follow me on Twitter.
Will you do better at this, Jesse?
Do better. Hey, guys. Do you like lies? Do you like retweeted sports stuff? Do you like random pictures of Asian men I think look like Martin Scorsese?
Yes.
Feel free to follow me on Twitter at JT Comedy.
All right.
Was that better?
That was phenomenal.
Okay. That was good.
I want to of course mention my friend Jesse Thomas and his fantastic Twitter feed. Number one.
Is that a real thing that you do? You post pictures of Asian men that look like Martin Scorsese?
Is there a way we can accompany this podcast with this?
He has one picture, and he's going to do it endlessly now. I hope you enjoy the same picture over and over. It'll be like a...
Tell me that doesn't look like an Asian Martin Scorsese.
Oh my God, it does!
Right?
Why I saw him holding a purse.
That's a film bag.
You know how cameras are held in film bags?
He's doing the Tokyo version of Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, it's on the R train in New York.
There's a very racist tag for that joke.
Dares Jimmy say it two times?
Two times.
I say it two times.
No,
get your shine box. There's a different movie.
To promote any of your
things? Yes, absolutely.
DC.
I have too many nicknames. Oh my God!
No,
it's on the podcast. I'm gonna. Oh my God! I'm gonna die before that does. All right. My Twitter is _DavidCarter_ because I don't have enough mindset to just look up the David Carter.
That's what I had to do with.
That's what you do with yours. Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody has Mark Pulos. I'm so pissed. He's doing nothing with it.
Dude, there is a. This is true. There is a David Carter.
Yeah.
In Virginia Beach.
Get the fuck out of here.
David Carter, he has my website. He has the domain name. He is davidcarter.com. He is a 56-year-old folk singer. He used to be sponsored by Landshark. So every week when I... Every week when I move out to D.C. and people know I'm gone, they'd be like, hey, are you back in town? Like, no. Are you performing at Wing King? Fuck it, Wing King?
Yes.
How much
respect? Yes, I am.
Just send them there.
I'm opening for the other David Carter.
How do you really think I have that much respect? I'm opening up for Hot Sauce. By the way, not the noun, the other comic. I like to widen myself on the
scene.
Is there
a comic named Hot Sauce?
You know there is. There's a comic named Doodoo Brown. There's a comic named Hot Sauce.
If there isn't a comic named Hot Sauce, you can follow me on Twitter at Hot Sauce Comedy.
She.
I've met.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. I've met three comics named Doodoo Brown. That's not a lie.
There was a guy in Minneapolis whose name was Major Laughs, the lieutenant of comedy.
That's not too far from what we have in this scene.
Wait.
So,
wouldn't he be the major of comedy?
See, that would make more sense, but he was Major Laughs. The lieutenant of comedy.
That's funnier.
I guess that's better than Sergeant Giggles.
I don't know, man. But the best was, I was opening for Jeff Dunham at the club at the mall in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and he just shows up, early show Saturday, sold out for months.
Of course.
And he goes, I'm just going to come in and watch the show. And the manager's like, are you out of here? Like, we're selling the spots on the wall to stand. You're not going in there. And he goes... Oh, okay. He's like, can I just grab a guest spot then? And she's like, get the fuck out of here. And he was wearing, he would wear the military jacket with the medals on it.
Oh, that's
because
incredible.
Because he was Major Laughs.
The lieutenant. yes. of comedy.
Do you have an actual website?
I bought the domain name.
From him?
No, I bought a different one. I bought DavidCarterComedy.com. So if you want to see an unnamed website and just a purchased domain name, go to DavidCarterComedy.com.
There's just nothing on
And if
there.
You're interested in a 56-year-old folk singer, go to DavidCarter.com.
And then just please comment everything like you were the funniest comic I ever saw.
Just start posting the pictures you take with this David please, after you the can, show I'm on his Twitter.
I'm on Instagram of David Carter Comedy, so if you want to hashtag
He's
that.
He's got your Instagram too?
No, I do. I got that one. I got David Carter Comedy, but there's
Who has David Carter
some
on
Some other
Instagram?
Fucking David Carter. Like, as it turns out, my name is very common.
I think at this point, you're going to have to just accept it. And get the domain names DC, the Party Starter,
mm-hmm.
and people will find you.
Go
a lot
to
if you got
DCPartyStarter.com. That could never get confusing at all.
I will.
Nobody would ever go to you for booking and catering.
No other DC could possibly do this. If I bought that domain name right after that,
I have
to
have tortilla chips.
I would. Oh, DJ, hit it. Okay. If I bought that domain name,
what's the proper Andrew W.K. song
oh my
to
God.
Play?
If I bought that domain name, the next day I would have to buy ad space for my David Carter has passed away and has been recently survived by everyone else. I write for an online magazine called Brightest Young Things. It's a nice, it's a very popular mid 20s to late 30s kind of. Food, theater, comedy website in D.C. and New York and surrounding areas. And I write not only the comical articles for them, but a weekly column called Topical Cream, which is basically my equivalent of weekend update jokes, where I just read what's happening and then just tag it up and read it. So,
man, you are blowing up.
I recorded
a short today. And
yes.
Giving out headshots.
Giving out headshots with my resume
cooking.
4 years ago.
Cooking.
Absolutely.
Anybody?
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Turn this so I can do my plugs. You can get this at iTunes and Podbean and largedrunkman.com. And tune in next time when we talk about
who knows.